Well, of course, I'm just pleased for the club because this was a big game for us today. We couldn't really afford to lose it, but we were very disciplined in what we did. And in that discipline, we had some nice individual moments. And it was enough to see us home today. We had to tick a few boxes. We got a clean sheet. We got a goal from a set play and didn't concede a set play and won. So, you know, there was a lot of boxes ticked for us today. The discipline of the side, I expected to be on the money, and it was. But you also got to get the balance right when you're in this sort of pressure to be able to attack the game, and we did that at the right times.
I know that you did a lot of work defensively this week. You listened to what the players had to say as well. There was a lot of talk. Did those plans come to fruition today? Did it pan out the way you'd wanted it to in training this week?
You have to understand, when the pressure and the kicks in the Premier League and the media attention, you have to get the balance right with the group of players. And we did today, because it would have been easy for us to just sit back and try and hit them on the break and not come out of our holes and be conservative. You'd expect that. But we got the balance right to go forward at times. And we had some great attacking play today in a game where you would expect us to be nervous. So we did really well today. I was really pleased for the players. I thought they really showed a lot of character.
And what about that reshuffle at the back? I think you said it added a bit of defensive nous, bringing Tompkins in at fullback and Damien coming in as well. Did you get what you were looking for?
Yeah, because the back four today, Delaney had a big part in that. Experience, understanding and calmness. Because Delaney's been in that situation many times. Tompkins has been in that situation many times. Scotty Dan has, and Wardy has here. He's had to fight his way to the plaudits he gets now. So, and the goalie, I have to include in that. That back five was very, very solid today.
Did you get perhaps the bit of luck that maybe you haven't had for a while as well with that first goal?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes when you're talking to players and, you know, you had six defeats, and when you look at those six games, some of them, really and truly, we should have had something out of them. We deserve so much more. But of course, it means nothing when you've got six defeats. So it was nice to get a break today. We got goals at the right time. There's no doubt about that. That happens. But you have to earn that right. And okay, the first goal's a gift, but we'd worked on pressing Fraser on the back pass. So that paid off for us. And then we had to see the game out, and we did.
You were very calm when you spoke to us yesterday. How were you during the game today, given, you know, how much perhaps pressure, for want of a better word, you were under?
I think when you've been manager at Newcastle and you've lost a few games and the whole city lives and breathes football, you best be able to cope with pressure. So this didn't feel quite as bad as some of the experiences I had up there. But it was a lot of pressure today. And I'm glad we responded. I thought our fans were brilliant. I thought our team was brilliant. And even our chairman, who I thanked at the end, he's been brilliant this week because he's had to defend me to our investors. And that's not easy to do after six defeats.
I was about to say that I saw you look up and a thumbs up to the chairman. You know, obviously, you've repaid the faith with the result today, and you wanted to express that.
No, because, you know, the chairman has to... We have investors. They're not all completely knowledgeable about football and quite not easy to kind of understand six defeats. So he has to defend me, and I just wanted to say thank you for that.
And just looking at the goals as well, three goals against a team who have been very tight defensively must be very pleasing as well.
Yeah, and Christian getting another two goals. He was magnificent today. Centre-forward play of the highest order. Give everything for our cause. We couldn't ask more from a player who could, with the price tag and the reputation that he has, not really care too much, play his individual self, play and blame everybody else. But no, he did the exact opposite. He led us really well.
And just finally, Damien said to us afterwards that, you know, obviously relief, you know, big win, but he said it's only the start. That was the message, and obviously a big game next weekend.
Yeah, we know, and we spoke in the dressing room that this isn't going to solve all the ills that we've caused. We need to go on a run now. But we can enjoy this game, and Monday we go back to work.